gloomy day for South Africans indeed, after South Africa has been knocked out of the Africa Cup of Nations after suffering a 2-1 defeat to five-time champions Cameroon in the round of 16 in Rabat, Morocco. Goals on either side of halftime by Junior Chamadeo and Christian Kofane secured Cameroon's place in the quarterfinals. Evidence Makgopa scored Bafana's only goal in the match in the 87th minute. Coach Hugo Bruce says he's disappointed with the result.
In the first half, we had three open chances, but when you miss those chances in that level, you pay the bill later. My players did what they have to do. 90 minutes, they fight for it. But yeah, that can happen again, and disappointments for all of us.
Yeah, what that means for Cameroon is that they'll face Morocco in the quarterfinals. And then Manchester City boss Pep Guardiola is facing a defensive injury crisis as his team struggle to reel in Premier League leaders Arsenal. A 1-1 draw with Chelsea means they're now 6 points off the pace. Guardiola says Ruben Dias and Josko Vardiol are now out for some time, along with England international John Stones.
John Stones is missing for I don't know how many months, and Ruben now will be out, and Josko will be out, and Nathan, always we know with Nathan, cannot play regularly. But in the same time, what happened last season, so they're strong and we'll find the solution. Spirit will be there. Spirit is there, we'll be there.
Liverpool shipped a late goal in a 2-2 draw with Fulham, with Tottenham and Fulham ending 1-1. Brentford secured a 4-2 victory away at Everton, while Newcastle beat Crystal Palace 2-0. Manchester United head coach Ruben Amorim has hinted he will leave the club when his contract expires in 18 months. He also demanded he be called a manager, not a coach, after their 1-1 draw with Leeds in the Premier League.
I came here to be the manager of Manchester United, not to be the coach. And that is clear. I know that my name is not Tuchel, it's not Conte, it's not Mourinho, but I'm the manager of Manchester United. And it's going to be like this for 18 months or when the board decided to change.
And then ending off with cricket, England are all out to day two of the final Ashes test against Australia, having scored a total of 384 runs in Sydney. Joe Root was the highest knocker with the bat, getting a total of 160 runs, his second ever century in Australia. Travis Head and Jake Weatherald are at the crease for the Bag Greens. Australia are 36 without loss. Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports team, I'm Faida Crunch.